Culture 3, page 107. Listening. Listen to a radio program about a Scottish festival. Then answer the questions.
Hello, and welcome to Music to Your Ears. As you may have heard, there's a Scottish Highland Games Festival in town this week. We've brought in Kirsty McLaren, who's going to tell us about Highland dancing, an important event at the festival. Kirsty, first of all, what are the Highland Games, and why are they being held here in the United States?
The Highland Games are a sports competition and a celebration of Scottish culture. The main games are still in Scotland, but others are held all over the world, especially in places where there are lots of people with Scottish ancestors.
Could you tell us a little about Highland dancing?
Well, it's a competitive kind of dancing that was originally done by soldiers in preparation for battle. It's extremely difficult to do. If you see the dancers, you'll know why. They spend the whole time jumping from foot to foot. They never have both feet on the ground.
Can you give us an example of a Highland dance?
Well, there's the sword dance. That's the oldest Highland dance. Two swords are put on the floor in a cross shape. The dancers jump over and around the swords. The point is that they mustn't touch the swords with their feet. In the old days, if a dancing soldier touched the sword by mistake, he thought it was a sign that they would lose the next battle. However, it's not a soldier's dance anymore. In fact, about 95% of today's dancers are women.
Well, the Highland Games are still on today and tomorrow, I hear.
Yes, they are, and I highly recommend going. It's a fabulous experience.